Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. The time is 9 minutes past 1800 hours. Very happy to have you. Yes, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we talk about business matters. We talk about business opportunities. We talk about domestic policies. And yeah, it's also a platform where we invite experts. We want to greet policymakers. Want to greet economists, analysts, developmental experts or developmental enthusiasts. And we also want to greet all those people who follow Eagle FM programs and all those one who contribute, who give us calls, who text us, especially regarding the program of Business and Economic Segment and all other platforms of Eagle FM. Yes, with me, David Shombe, today we are going to engage more on the topic of project management. However, I'm going to introduce it in the next few moments. Yeah, what I would like to indicate at this moment is that whatever we do, whatever we give, after every deep conversation that we give, we always invite callers to give their contributions. We invite callers to, communicate with us, especially regarding the topic under conversation, give your input, and also make sure that you are following, your favorite program, Business and Economic Segment. Yes, our discussion for today, we are going to look at one of the most important skills in personal development and also in an organizational progress. We are going to engage more the topic of project management. Why is it necessary? And what are some of the skills which are what are in the context of project management? Yeah, before we engage on the topic, I just want our dear listeners to ask yourself questions. Ask yourself, difficult questions. This Friday. Ask yourself difficult questions. Have you ever wondered why different green schemes that we have in Namibia are not productive? Why there are more than 10 green schemes that in Namibia, and with little understanding, which I had is that almost all of them, they are returned back to the Minister of Agriculture. Then have you ever also asked yourself why the Namibian sportsmen and women, especially for national team, they go outside the country so that they can be able to train for, either regional or international, games? It's because we still don't have a stadium on standard. And have you ever wondered why? It was around September last year where different politicians they clash in public engagement about inability to complete a project. That was regarding the stadium in Namibia. And all many questions. Ask yourself these questions. Why do we have incomplete tenders, incomplete roads? There was an establishment of Havana Informal Settlement, medium hospital. Ask yourself, go and observe on the ground. What is there so far? What is there so far? Then you ask yourself where the problem is. Yeah, then you ask yourself a lot of questions to say, is this the Namibia that you want? Is there any skill which is lacking in our leaders, in our contractors, and also in people who were supposed to run this project? Now, before I come to the concept of project management, it was also indicated that, even if 40 million was given to renovate Kadutra Intermediate Hospital, up to now there's still nothing which have been done. But where are we as a country when we are asking those questions? Everything lies in project management. That's why in few minutes after a commercial break, I'll go step by step. What is project management? What is project management as a skill? What is project management as a course? and how can we improve on that, either for personal, professional, and for national development. Let's go to a commercial break, then we come back.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Bimba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Bimba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe a Bimba hoje. Podes encontrar o Bimba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are going to look at the concept of project management. We are going to look at the concept of project management. We are going to look at why project management skills are crucial for personal level and also in business. Before I introduce the topic of project management, I have already talked about some of the incomplete project in Namibia. If you go to documents of Central Procurement Board, you'll be able to realize that around 50% of the projects which were initiated were given to contractors. Some are either in progress, some are standing still, some are have question marks. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves, why is that the case? One of the answers is the inability to practically apply the skills of project management. Giving work to the wrong person. Tate Katusha used to ask a very difficult question to say, why do you give a tender to somebody that you don't know, does not have a capacity to build? The other question would be, why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have skills of project management? Now, let's ask ourselves, what is project management? The simple definition of project management is a way or is a process of, you know, supervising and monitoring individuals of different professions within a given time to achieve the project goal. Now, in different organizations, when you go to corporate world, when you go to public sector, you'll be able to realize that an institutional goal, or let me say an organizational strategic plan, which in most cases is 4 years to 5 years, defining in detail or defining on a broader picture where the organization should be in the next 5 years. And within that strategic plan, there are operational plans. However, within that structure, there is what we call projects and program. Now, project is a specific, well-detailed plan on achieving a certain goal. It could be within 1 year, or it could be within 8 months, which is very detailed and it has already explained who is going to do what, when, and how. Now, different leaders, especially in the corporate world and also in the public sector, train in different areas. Can be, you know, leadership and management. We see a lot of MBA holders going to University of Stellenbosch to get either middle management course on management. Some they get senior management courses on management, and some of the content in that area is how to manage a project. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that when we look at individuals who are given tenders in Namibia, or individuals who are, you know, leading these institutions, can be a ministry. You can be direct or indirect. You can ask, for example, a ministry of youth. It's our ministry, and I have a right to criticize it and to ask a lot of questions. It was criticized last year about inability to accomplish. Or implement a successful project, especially when it's coming to renovation of the stadium and all other things. Now, when you are asking yourself, is it the head of an institution who has a problem, or are the people who are given this opportunity who are not able to successfully implement those projects?
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsie Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kisema app atoloka sinchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaimuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Afrikaans ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063.
Yes, we are continuing with the aspect of project management. In a very short time, I'll be joined by my colleague, Hileni Inane. He's going to contribute especially to the concept of project management, why is it important at personal and also at business level. Maybe the main thing, the question that we need to ask ourselves, why do we have more than 10 green schemes in Namibia, which were established under AgriBev? They were under the supervision of AgriBev, but we are still having drought in Namibia, which is a state of emergency. Maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves, what are these people who are supposed to, you know, manage these projects or manage this green scheme, understand the concept of project management? Eleni, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, David?
I'm good. I'm a bit criticizing people these days, but maybe just to give us your general view, especially people have seen incomplete buildings in Namibia, incomplete infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
and the inability of our independent. I mean, I don't want to mention the inability of our institution to develop our stadium. You know, up to now, Eleni, people are still going to South Africa for training. If you have a game with Cameroon, for example.
Yeah, you have to go to the other side.
But what is the question? What's going on?
What is the problem is the actual question. Why are things not complete right?
Yeah.
And, I'm not someone that studied project management. I'm just an observer from the sidelines.
Yes.
And what you come to realize is that with project management, I think as a society, there is a problem there from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say it's been enabled by business owners, the government, or the tender board.
Yeah.
But somewhere, somehow, someone is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because for a project to successfully kick off, it's because the project manager need to, to be sharp.
Yeah.
The project manager need to know what they are doing. The project manager need to be someone that is of high result value that says, until what I'm doing is done, I cannot rest. And in Namibia, we have seen it with so many projects. Something is not done, something is not what. And you just ask yourself, why are the projects not being done?
Yeah.
So you come to your own conclusion, because obviously you can now not go and ask David to say, David, why is the road not done?
But why are you driving a fancy car? The project is not done.
We look at you, we don't judge.
Some
of the issues that are affecting the project management in Namibia, to my belief, is that I think there is a limited skilled workforce.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of people that are able to do the work in certain industries.
Yes.
Like let's say you mentioned the green hydrogen projects right now, or the
green scheme.
The green scheme projects that have been set up.
Yeah.
And I would love to believe we have the resources to make them successful.
Yeah.
And I'm sure research was done prior to those green schemes being set up.
Yeah.
And someone did the research and someone concluded that it was doable.
Yeah.
So for you to come back and come say it's not doable does not make sense.
Yeah.
Because if let's say if we decide to drill a borehole today here,
yes,
there should be a reason why we are deciding, right? It's not just because we need water.
Yeah,
it needs to be cemented. But okay, there's a need for water. But is the land suitable for water?
Yeah,
and then after that, do we have the resources to drill for that water, or are we just going to drill and then 2 meters in? Now we cannot.
you could be right. You know, maybe there is a time where somebody can. You can work it halfway,
mm-hmm.
or you just fail to finish what you were given.
Yes.
Because some people can really, because one of the aspects of project management is monitoring and evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
People don't report back in Namibia.
No,
they don't report back. I give you the money, you go and do the job, then all of a sudden things are very quiet. What is the problem? Where is the problem?
You are not saying the money is finished.
Yeah,
you are not saying that you need more.
No, something is not right at all.
Yeah, like you are just there and you don't even know.
And you are calling yourself a project manager.
Yeah, and that is what I'm saying. It's a limited skilled workforce.
Yeah.
So it's also the shortage of qualified project managers.
Yeah.
Look, there is a difference between being qualified for something and me knowing a guy that knows a guy that gives me the job as a project manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now we decide, there's a good tender there.
Yeah.
David gets the tender.
Yeah.
But because David knows Heleni and Abigail, how are we going to make sure this money is just channeled amongst us?
Yeah.
And then you decide, you know what? You just take the project as you are the project manager.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
That is where your failure begins.
Yeah, yeah, you don't even know, understand the concept of that business, because that's why you find some people can even use their relatives just to start a business, so mm-hmm. that you can have a name there. But somebody who is going to do the actual job is not even known, because this is the person who knows everything in details, and he was supposed now to communicate with somebody who offered that tender. That's why it's always very difficult. Let's go to a commercial break,
mm-hmm.
then we can come.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Okay, we are talking about the importance of project management for personal development and also for organizational development. I'm joined by my colleague, Heleni Inane. However, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Then you can give your contribution. Now, I want to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it was a campaigning year, and one of the politicians, whose name is not going to be mentioned, she stood up and took a platform, and I understood what she was saying. Then she said, no, some of our colleagues are betraying us.
Mm-hmm.
You were given to do A, B, C, and D. Then you can you are not able to report what you did.
You
did not deliver what you were supposed to deliver. Now the question I'm asking myself is that do we have our leaders who understand what it is? Because if you are running, for example, if you are running an agency or a ministry,
mm-hmm.
you are not only concerned about project, you have programs.
Yes.
Then you can even have 20 projects within a certain programs.
Mm-hmm.
Do they understand these operations, or they are just moving on with time?
So this is the views of Heleni Inane. Before someone comes for Eagle FM.
Yeah.
You know, the question you asked me is one I always, like, I just sit down most of the time.
Yeah.
And I ask myself if, to begin with, the people running those ministries even have the capacity to run the particular ministries.
Yeah.
I will give you an example of the recent cybersecurity issues we had in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
We were sitting with a ministry, minister
yeah.
from that particular ministry.
Yeah.
And you know what they how they say that is what we experienced.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just ask yourself, it's more of comradeship than actual ability to carry out work.
Mm.
And that's why you find yourself in positions, and that is why you are asking that question, to say the initiatives are there.
Yeah.
The ideas are there. They are good.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of execution. But if you put someone there that is not able to execute,
you can't do anything.
Yes, you can't do anything. And I think the problem in this country, the problem Namibia is sitting with, is execution.
Yeah,
you have the plan. You have the master plan to say, this is how I want it to look. But I don't know if the resources are not there. Maybe you are trying to build a brick house with clay. I do not know where the issue is.
Yeah.
But somewhere the plan is there. It's clear, but execution, someone is failing.
Yeah, I think one of the problems that we have in Namibia is asking people to draft plans for us.
Mm.
You have external consultant who can come and draft plans. They can come and draft, do everything for you.
Yes.
Then people expect you to implement that. How can you implement something that you don't even understand? Because if you look at, compared to the corporate world, the public sector is a bit failing, but mm-hmm. it was supposed to do more compared to the corporate. If you go to corporate, those guys are more concerned with money.
Yes.
They are better at managing their project than people who, because at a public institution, we're supposed to have more resources and more support.
There's actually an abundance of resources.
Yeah.
The support is there.
Yeah.
I just don't know what is the problem. The resources are there. The support is there. The systems are actually even favoring this particular sector compared to the private sector.
Yeah.
Like there are literally things the public sector is able to get away with that the private sector cannot, or that the private sector have to jump through hoops to achieve.
Yeah.
But you are given everything on a silver platter like this.
Yeah.
It's like your mother is taking a piece of meat out of the pot and giving to that my child take.
Do this, yeah.
And still you are missing the mouth.
No, I think we really need to work on that. And maybe we also need to relook what content are we giving. And also maybe, you know, sometimes individuals just need trainings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be an expert in different areas, but you still need training. Because if you have a qualification, doesn't mean that you know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had the plan of being industrialized by 2030. But where we are now compared to 2030, where are we? Just 4 years.
We have been disindustrialized.
And we are not focusing there. How many industries did we build in Namibia? We are still far. Because we were supposed to move. That's why today we are talking about how can maybe we advance the skills of, our project management. It can be at the school level. It can be at a university level, not only to be taught executives who sometimes they also don't deliver, but everybody must know project management, because it's not only teaching people how to manage bigger projects, even at home, even to manage resources. It's the same thing, because your life can also be a project at some point. Yeah.
And you know, you said even at home, your life.
Yeah.
And you are making me think of how sparingly I've become, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with independence, a lot of things come, because when I was still my parents' child.
Yeah. You were somebody's project.
Yeah, when I was still my parents' child.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't think about things like, is the relish at home?
Yeah,
you didn't think about things like electricity.
Yeah.
You were not using anything sparingly until you start to live on your own.
Yeah.
And now you are the one buying the electricity.
Yeah.
You are the one that pays for the water.
Yeah.
So even the time you're going to spend in the shower, or the amount, the number of times you're going to do laundry in a day, you start to manage things in a way that can sustain you for the long run.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that it's like, it should be a life hack. Like it can be studied as a course, but also from the get-go, as you are being raised, as you are growing up, as you are evolving into an older person, it's something that you're supposed to carry with you always, that it's not just projects about managing road projects, what project.
Yeah.
It's managing in all aspects. You're going to have to manage the funds for that particular project.
Yeah.
You're going to have to manage the geographical challenges.
Yeah.
Sometimes the challenges are beyond you, but you're going to have to learn to manage them so that you can deliver the results that you promised us.
Yeah, it's true. And one thing, maybe to our dear listeners, if you are, we are now putting the concept of project management at a personal level. If you are looking at your life now, are you an abandoned project? Are you a project? Are you a project which is in progress? Or you are just there, moving? Because it's the same with leadership. They said, no, it has to start with a person.
Mm-hmm.
But now with project management, it also has to start with a person. How are you progressing in your life? Are you putting your things in order? How are you managing your resources? Are you monitoring and evaluate what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always good to go back and blame each other. Say, no, David, I think here you overspent, or you were too happy here.
Yes.
But here you are doing very well. What kind of project are you?
Accountability.
Yeah, yeah, that is accountability. And also, because as it is at a personal life, it's also at the organizational level.
Mm-hmm.
When you are managing a personal project, you also need to communicate. That's why you find people who are, I'm talking about the organizational level,
mm-hmm.
who are working within a certain project, but they don't even know the direction. You are just subcontracted by another subcontractor to complete this one.
To complete A. Actually, the example you gave is correct. Eh?
Yeah.
You are just subcontracted to draw D.
Yeah.
You don't know if they are coming to add the A in front of D or the or after.
Yeah.
Literally, you are just put there to complete that one item.
Yeah.
And I think that is also where the problem comes in, because you are bringing in so many people that, and your vision in a way gets lost, because if I come in and I do not draw that B to the best of my ability or to actually align with what the project is about, someone else comes in and they draw their letter facing the other side. At the end, it's an E, but it's just facing the other side. You are going to sit with things like, either you are going to have to abandon this project because things are not making sense anymore, even for yourself, or you are going to have to rework it, which is usually a costly measure.
Yeah.
And now, who's going to rework it in this Namibia? You are most just going to leave it there.
No, you are just going to leave it. Just going to leave it.
You are just going to dump it there.
And that is what we call, you know, is communication. Are you communicating with your stakeholders? Because a project can have different people with different skills, but are you communicating with these people?
Mm-hmm.
Are you communicating with these people, and are you also communicating with somebody who gave you the money to do the work? And is the person who gave you the money come and check? Because a project must have a timeline to say, no, David and Helene are going to do this project. Within 6 months, they should have completed something.
It should be done.
Yeah.
Or it should be halfway done.
But if somebody gave you a project complete for 6 months, then in the first 3 months, you did not see this person, it also means that the person is not serious. Because the person was supposed to come to say, no, why you guys are still at the foundation? What is going on? Then you say, no, I need resources, or maybe a subcontractor pulled out. That is communication.
Communication is very vital. It's needed, but it becomes a problem when you are buddies with the person you have given the contract to.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, in the club, you and I...
You are eating the...
Yes, we are turning up together.
Oh.
So with which audacity are you going to come back to me and
monitor my work? Yeah.
With which audacity, when you were even the one saying, I don't drink below 5K.
Yeah. No. I hear you. Yes. Now that is now where the problem is now.
It's audacity and it's accountability. And there are so many things involved. And you know, you mentioned about someone wanting to come back and see the progress of the work. Eh?
Yeah.
2 years ago, I worked on a project.
Yeah.
And from the get-go, this particular company that I was working on this project with, they told me, look, we would love to pay you upfront, but due to past experiences...
you can't do it.
And they explained it to me, though, like, but due to past experiences, we are not going to do that.
Yeah.
We are going to give you half the amount.
Yeah.
Which enables you to start the project.
Yeah.
And you are going to find funds, I don't know from where.
To complete
the project.
Now that's a problem now.
And when you are done with the project, we are going to monitor to come and see what you have done. We give you the rest of your money. And on top of that, there's weekly check-ins. You have to check in. You need to say, to tell them, this is now where I am.
Yeah.
We are getting closer to the date that we promised each other.
Yeah.
But for me, it wasn't really a problem, because as someone that was doing work for someone, it was also motivating me to finish.
Yeah.
Because first of all,
how did you manage? If I have to, did you complete?
No, I completed. I got paid my full amount.
Okay.
But I think what motivated me personally
Was
the fact that I needed to get that other half.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't get the other half, it means I worked for nothing. Because when you get this deposit is mostly just to sort out, if you are subcontracting, it's to sort out whoever you are subcontracting, is to sort out material, is to sort out logistics, and you know, either the teeny tiny things. By the time you know it, this budget is depleted and you probably already just benefited. There's just 1,000 left from it. And then you ask yourself, all this work for 1,000, like the idea to leave it half will never even cross your mind.
Yeah, but
Shashi, that time you even already calculated the money and you have budgeted it, and you know, after this I'm going to buy something for myself, I'm going to make myself sharp because I've worked so hard. So I think in the in the near future,
yeah,
with the new people coming in to take up spaces,
yeah,
I think the one thing they can actually attempt to do is that of saying, just, you know, you cannot give tenders to someone that does not have a track record of completed work.
And even that, I think reputation matters also.
Yes.
Reputation matters. If you leave work halfway, and even people in the community, they know that, no, David, you leave work halfway and you are here getting another project, I think it's something which need to be relooked. I think we are going to take a commercial break, then mm-hmm. we can come in.
Okay.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe and Helene Inane. Yeah, we are looking at the concept of the importance of project management at personal level and also at the business level. Yeah, Helene, I just want to say one thing, especially with international organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very funny too, because I've seen a lot of youth institutions, can be from community development to climate. There is one institution, I'm going to mention this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, European Union has a budget for community development and all those things in Namibia.
Yes.
But they are very strict with people that they are offering the assistance.
Yes.
Now, what I've seen with Namibians is that, no, a person can come to you and say, no, I want to do A, B, C, and D. I want to invest in the area of climate. I want to invest in the area of human rights, whatever they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, no, there is money there. But the problem is that with EU, whether you use that money to buy a cool drink, you must report. Whether you use that money to buy whatever you bought,
mm-hmm.
because they want to check how are you going to use that money.
Yes.
Not to say we are giving you this 200,000. You are going to work on different projects. Then you come up with handwritten receipts and all those things. They want everything. That's why
proper invoices.
Yeah, that's why I think they have seen, I think they keep their standard. That's why people, especially if you look at people who have been benefiting from EU, most mm-hmm. of them, indirectly you learn how to be accountable. Whether you are not accountable, you have to learn, because you have to get funding from them.
Yes.
You have to get assistance.
If you want their funding,
yeah, if you want their funding,
you have to learn how to dance to their music.
Yeah, then you have to learn how to do their music. Yeah, that's why I think accountability can also come from somebody who is giving you funds, or somebody who is giving you that tender. Because apart from now monitoring and evaluation, there is can be monthly or weekly checkup. Then you come and report back, what are you short of and where are you going? Are you producing quality, or you are just giving something because you want to pass time?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we are saying now, that is now the area of, either going on the field and monitor the progress, or evaluate the progress. Because sometimes what you plan on paper, it's not really what's happening on the ground.
Yes.
You can get sick, or equipment can be expensive. Then you go and report back. But I think for our development, we need to, I don't know if we need to train everybody from the subcontractors or from the guys with cash. I think that's something that we need to consider.
With the people that have the cash,
yeah,
they should just get onto the accountability train.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned that there's the one on paper and then there's the one on the site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've experienced something.
Yeah.
You know, the flats where I live.
Yeah.
I hope people don't know where.
Yeah.
So, this particular space,
yeah,
There is something that was submitted somewhere that it was done years ago. And mind you, this place has been existing for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they are currently just installing its fire hydrants or whatever they are called. Like, because obviously, if you're going to insure your house properties and so forth, insurance also needs the place to be secure to an extent of having fire hydrants in case a fire breaks out.
Yeah.
So they set without those for a very long time, up until people with insurances started like making a fuse of it.
Yeah.
But at the thing it is at relevant offices, the papers show that those hydrants have been there since the completion of the flats.
But who?
Yes. So when I found out, I laughed because I was like, so someone received a paper that said, yes, this is them.
Yeah.
But no one ever confirmed whether it was there or not.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of existing infrastructure just in people's mind, but nothing is being done.
So that thing of existing infrastructure in someone's mind is what needs to be done away with. Because I just feel like whether be it the public, be it the procurement board, be it you know, the private sector, I just feel like as a nation, as a Namibia that is aspiring to become better, if you are going to give money to someone, you're going to entrust money for a particular project for a particular purpose.
Yeah.
You also need to make sure you have the time of day to see that that project is completed, to monitor. And guys, give the money in installments, man. What is the
No,
give one quarter and then another and then another.
And go and observe again.
And then go and observe again. So that even if you, if at the first stage, you realize that this project is not going how we are envisioning it to go, then you can also just sit down and say, also have rules and regulations in place that allow for amendments to be made. Because if I tell you now, Kucha, David, you're building my double story flat.
Yeah.
And the whole time, the whole progress, I can see that if this building just goes an inch higher, it will just scramble down and fall.
Yeah.
I need to be able to make the decision to say, David, we cannot go forward. We cannot continue.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Like, are you going to improve or this is it?
This is my best.
Is this your best or is this your worst? Because,
No, I think that is a good
because now people are bound to contracts, but the contracts are not even favorable to Namibia.
Yeah.
The contracts are not even favorable to the people putting in the money.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I drove from that side through
which side?
from the outskirts of Windhoek.
Okay.
Through Ombili. Before you get to Ombili, what is, I think, Okuriangava?
Yeah, it's Okuriangava.
Like out of the highway.
Yeah.
Okuriangava and then Ombili, and then, you know.
Yeah.
And the road.
Yeah.
Guys, that road does not even need to be pasted those shanties you guys be busy doing with the roads anymore. The whole thing need to be picked up and replaced.
Yeah, becoming like South Africa.
It's just the guy is just da.
No.
Guy is just jumping.
Yeah.
And those roads are new, guys. Because I remember when I was in high school, there were no roads that side.
Yeah.
There were no roads.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to tell me I've been out of high school for how long? Mm-hmm. It hasn't been that long.
Maybe you've been out of school for a very long time.
No, it hasn't. In all honesty, it hasn't been that long for those roads to look like that.
Yeah,
like, I would even be disappointed if I went there today and I found people trying to patch them up.
No, they will just fix them like they are fixing somebody who went to the hospital.
Those roads do not need patches. Those roads need like the whole foundation to be taken and replaced with a better foundation, because It's giving an amateur walked on me, and she was blind. On top of being blind, she did not know what she was doing.
No, I hear you. Maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves, who is good with project management? Is it our foreigners counterpart or Namibian contractors? Because there is one thing that people used to do. Where people need to be praised, they need to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
There are things which our friends from China do, which sometimes we can criticize.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give this guy a project, especially in roads, in construction of roads and bridges,
mm-hmm.
they are very good with it.
Yeah.
They are very good, and you never come back to that. And those guys, they don't sleep. They know, they put everything, you pay them, they go home.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to somebody, like what you have mentioned. Maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, who was in charge of that? How many potholes do we have now, especially that side of Okulianga? I have seen them.
No, we don't have potholes anymore.
We don't have any.
The question should be, how many pieces of road do we have now? Now it's like the patches of the tar road is the patch, and then everything else is the actual road.
Indeed.
It's like you want to take cement and toto, then you just throw bit by bit, now it looks patched up.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes before we come to the end of our show. Maybe you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. You can give your contribution and your input. You are saying?
But the notion also of you making the comparison between our people and those that come in to work on a project, right?
Yeah.
I think it's focus and mentality.
Focus, ne?
Yeah, focus and mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You come to, the other person comes into work. They come in, they want to do the job, get paid, and go out and go look for another job.
Yeah.
Because mind you, some of these, like you said, our friends are not just friends to us alone.
They are
also friends to other Africans.
Yeah.
You know, they are also friends to other African countries.
And we are not maybe the best friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are also friends to other African countries. So they come in, they want to get their bread, they want to get out. Now, you, my Namibian brother, you know, this is it for you. You are not going anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
And you want to be speeding on that same road that you were unable to finish.
Yeah.
So now you go buy yourself a beautiful shete somewhere there.
Yeah.
The project is not complete. You take your wife, you take her to a trip to Dubai.
Yeah.
You come back, you take the Kamboroto, you take her to Greece,
take because everyone,
everyone needs to eat from the pie, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, no one holds you accountable for anything, because you are a citizen, you are a Namibian, and we are trying so hard to what is the correct word? To uplift our own people. We are trying so hard to uplift our own people. We are trying so hard to give them a priority, to say, let's give Namibians so that we can help Namibia.
Yeah.
But
but I think one thing I have learned, one thing you have mentioned, I think I almost missed that. Accountability, I think, is playing a very important role in this thing of project management,
because it's one thing, accountability.
When you started speaking, one thing I thought is that it could be these people have skills,
mm-hmm.
but they are doing that because they know no one can hold them.
No one holds you accountable for
but
anything.
But maybe if somebody stands on their back, they will be able to complete the job. It could be.
Yeah, I think if someone stood there right beside you,
you
would be able to complete the jobs. And that is why there are particular projects that are flourishing just well, the project of the nose, who's and who's.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at things like, let's take our sports stadiums in contrast to a real estate project in Namibia. You will come to realize that a Namibian-owned company finished Commerce Heights, Commerce Valley, Commerce what. Big project like this, so that someone's rental business can prosper. But small stadium.
You can't move.
You are trying to tell me you are not able to complete a stadium so that we can go watch soccer in peace.
I think it's still on the paper stage.
Like you are trying to tell me you cannot move.
Yeah.
Unless if you come and tell me.
Yeah.
That somewhere, somehow, someone is not being honest to the public.
Yeah.
And that the actual problem is funds instead of project management. Because if you come to me and say, look, the reason this stadium, even after so many years, nothing is still happening is because there is no money. There is just nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe I can say, okay, I do not expect anyone to pull off anything without money.
Yeah.
But if the money is somewhere, and it's just not progressing, but somewhere, somehow, there are invoices coming in of money being spent, then I'm starting to believe someone is deliberately holding up things. I'm starting to believe it's a deliberate action from our business owners.
Yeah.
It's a deliberate action because there is just no accountability. No one can hold you to their money.
Because
no one can say you failed to provide.
Yeah.
We are going to auction off everything you have.
Yeah.
And because you guys are friends now.
Yeah.
And I think that is the problem.
We are dining together.
Yes. There's a lot of comradeship. There's a lot of friendships.
Mm.
And you will never know where to draw the line or how to hold someone that is close to you like that accountable.
Yes, we are almost at the end of our show. It's 1900 hours. We are talking about the importance of project management skills at the personal level and at the business level. One thing that was mentioned is apart from lacking of skills, sometimes you can have enough skills, but it's accountability. Are you honest? Are you true honest to your country? Are you honest to your customers, or you just want to have invoice? And the question that maybe our business people, or maybe our contractors, or somebody who is given something to run, you need to ask ourselves is that, why are you gaining weight where projects are still standing? It's not a good thing. But yeah, Eleni, thank you very much for joining me on this show. And yeah, thank you very much. And to our dear listeners, continue listening to Eagle FM shows. We are going to listen to the next show is Omtumwa with the fly and Aruvanda.
Do have yourselves a lovely Friday.
Take it easy.